Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
January, time of the year when the gardens are looking at their very best. So what's the most common things that people have to do to keep the gardens looking really well?
Watering's important. I think anybody that's involved in gardening understands that. To keep your garden looking well and to reduce the amount of water that you should use, make sure everything is well mulched. It keeps the moisture in your soil, and of course it adds some fertilizer. Other things that you need to be aware of in this summer season is raise the blades on your motor mower or on your whatever kind of mower you're using. Don't cut your lawn too low. That will make sure your grass is always looking good and protect it from any, I mean, if you do get a dry period, then the more leaf on your lawn, the better the lawn will survive. It's black spot time for roses, so be aware of those and the normal sprays that deal with black spot. You should use those when you've noticed the black spot on your roses. Make sure you deadhead roses as they finish flowering, and also your annuals. So that will encourage them to come again, and you'll get a second flowering in the next few weeks. So those are the sort of the main things to look after your garden during this period.
We had some very good winter rains, which I assume has been a big help, even though it was quite a dry December.
Yes, everything is growing very lush at the moment, but you do need to watch because it does dry out very quickly. So just keep an eye on it. One of the things that I would recommend is for people always seem to have trouble with their lemons, their lemon trees, and their lemons are always, there are always questions about how can I improve my lemon tree. Lemons need lots of water during the summer. So give them a good soaking once or twice a week. One of the things I've recently read, which I'm trying with my lemon tree at the moment, is my lemon tree is just about finished flowering and has set its fruit. They're only little, of course. And now's the time to fertilize. You don't fertilize when lemons are in flower, apparently. Always should leave it until after they flower, keep the water up, and then fertilize afterwards. I'll let you know how that goes a little later on in the year. One of the other things to be aware of is we're also coming into the pear and cherry slug time of year. And they're those nasty black things that grow on the leaves of your pears and cherries and sometimes on apples. I think cherry seasons for most of us is pretty much finished, but they just make a terrible mess of your pear leaves. The good news is there's a relatively new product. I've always used a product called Success, which was produced by Yates, but there's apparently a new version of that that's even better called Success Ultra. It has the capacity to kill things not only on the top of the leaves where we mostly spray, but also it goes through and can kill things underneath the leaf. And you can use it on all sorts of vegetables, things like that. It's not chemical. It's safe to use. So have a look out for Success if you've got a problem with pear or cherry slugs.
I have a pear tree and I have those little dibbles on it. And yeah. I must say, I just squeeze them between my fingers. Is that a non-recommended way of doing it?
Yeah, well, that works. And if your tree's small enough and you can get over it. The other way people used to look after pear and cherry slugs was to spray it with a calcium sort of solution. If your tree's a bit big, then using a spray is probably the easiest way to go. In terms of things to be growing or putting into the garden, particularly vegetables at this time of the year, time for beans, French beans and climbing beans, cabbage, cauliflower, spring onions, of course, at any time of the year, sweet corn. can go in at this time of the year. Those are the sorts of things to be looking at, to be putting into your garden at the moment. From the garden club's point of view, you probably are aware of the Claremont Lilium and Rose Flower Show, which comes up on the 14th and the 15th. It's a great show, and I encourage everybody to come along to that and have a look at it. It's a really great community event. So that's on the Saturday and Sunday of the following weekend.
How do the garden clubs get involved in that?
Four garden clubs get involved in that. The Derwent Valley, Claremont Garden Club itself, Lenna Valley and Glen Orchid Garden Clubs. They put it on a display in the show. It's not part of the competitive part of the show, but they put on a show and they compete within that. In my case, I'll be putting some things in and they'll be judged against other exhibits from Lenna Valley. But right at the end then, it'll be the best lily exhibited from any of those clubs will be awarded a special prize. So it's a, you know, it's something we can all do. It's not difficult to do, and it's just good fun. And we see what everybody else is growing. All the other garden club people are growing. In terms of other things going on in garden clubs, not much is happening in terms of activities. Most garden clubs will be coming back to meetings early in February, from February on. But I'd just draw your attention to the South Channel Garden Club. They have just a wonderful garden ramble. It occurs in, I think it's March or April, but on the 1st of February, they're opening their ticket sales for that. They're available online. It's worthwhile keeping an eye out for that. I mean, there's some lovely gardens down that way. But the difficulty for South Channel is that the parking availability for most gardens is fairly limited. And so they limit the numbers of people who can participate in that to about, I think it's about 400. So you've got to be in early to get your tickets. So look for it on the 1st of February.
John, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.